Hey guys, I'm Katie.
And I'm Rebecca.
And this is Chills,
Thrills,
and Kills.
Yay!
And this is Rebecca's Itty Bitty!
Yay! Itty Bitty! I like at first it kind of sounded like you forgot the name of our podcast. I'm like, what is she doing?
I remember, okay?
Yeah, it just, I mean, maybe you were forgetting we weren't adding podcast at the end of that.
No, I got it.
Okay, sorry, I'm not trying to embarrass you. It's really cute.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right, so, yeah, Katie and I have recorded one full episode so far today, and it's taken us, like, what time did we start? 4? No, it was more like 4:45. So we started at 4:45. It's 7:33.
Yeah. 10:33 my time.
Yeah, us not talking for a week is just really not great for being productive, but it's fine.
Not that anymore. So we can't do that anymore.
Okay, you were kind of far away from your mic, it sounded like, so I didn't hear you. All right, so I guess let's just jump into my spooky itty bitty.
Yay!
So today I'm going to tell you about the Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel.
I haven't heard of that.
I think you might have, actually, but... Oh, okay. You hear a lot of spooky stories, so it's okay. But anytime I say Banff, I just think Banff, like with an M. Badass motherfucker. 2 seconds into the podcast, and we've already got our little explicit mark. Yeah. All
right, rebel.
Yay. All right, so the Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel was built by the Canadian Pacific Railway in 1888 as one of Canada's Grand Railway hotels.
Mm-hmm.
The hotels were meant to celebrate rail travel and allow for passengers to travel in luxury and comfort.
Fancy.
I know, they actually really are fancy. If you look at some of the photos, oh, some of the rooms are so gorgeous.
Well, now I gotta look that up.
Definitely do, but not while I'm telling the story. God, Katie. Even today, some of these hotels are known as some of Canada's most exclusive resorts.
Okay.
So, Banff, God, that's so hard to say. So, Banff Springs was recognized as being one of the finest mountain getaways in North America. But unfortunately, despite this, travel restrictions caused by World War II caused the hotel to close its doors in 1942.
Ooh.
However, travel surged once the war ended because very much like what we're experiencing right now with quarantine, people were like, fuck this, I want to go somewhere, let's do this.
Yeah, I can relate.
Truly, I'm just like, who can I visit? But I also don't want to... be one of those people spreading coronavirus because I'm impatient. So, mm-hmm. Here I sit and here I stay, I guess. So, travel surged once the war ended, but the clientele was very, very different because obviously at this point, it's, you know, cars are a thing, so less people are traveling by train.
Mm-hmm.
So, the hotel adjusted for this by remaining open for the winter and functioning as more of a ski resort. As well as by getting rid of the golf course. In its place, they created the state-of-the-art building known as Solace Spa and Conference Center. The hotel was then declared a National Historic Site and celebrates its 132nd birthday this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, happy birthday! So, Banff Springs boasts a staff of 1,200, which is about how many listens we have currently.
Yeah.
Fun fact. And guests who stay there often compare the service to feeling like royalty.
Okay, now we have to go there.
Yeah, what I'm about to say is about to change your fucking mind.
Oh, shit.
Now, of course, with such luxury, there is always a price. Aside from the $549 Canadian and up price tag per night, which translates, which translates to roughly $403 US.
Ouch.
Yeah, us broke bitches are crying. You will also have to share many spaces with other guests and possibly become a permanent tenant?
Pass.
Yeah. So while sharing a space with other guests may not sound too horrible, which I hate people, so it does.
Mm-hmm.
You may change your tune when you realize that these guests are the spirits of previous visitors and even employees.
Okay, yeah. You pass. Never mind. I take it back.
I mean, you're kidding yourself if you don't think we're staying in haunted hotels if we ever tour. But... now, well, sure. Oh, I already read that part. Ignore me. Edit! I'm editing this one, so it's fine. One employee that roams the grounds would be Sam McCauley. Sam was a bellman at Banff Springs. I stutter so bad reading that. I'm just going to start saying at the hotel. You guys know it's Banff Springs.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
So Sam was a bellman at the hotel and had felt so connected to it that he vowed upon his death, he would haunt it.
Okay. That's, yeah,
I mean, it sounds like my own personal nightmare to get stuck haunting a place I've worked at, but okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat, Sam. So many guests have actually sworn to have interacted with Sam. Even in death, he's a hard worker and has helped guests get out of locked rooms. I don't know why these guests are being locked into rooms.
Yeah, is that like another spirit? Are they doing it to themselves? But okay, nevertheless, super helpful.
I couldn't find anything. So as he would also perform wake-up calls for those who needed them.
Oh, hell no.
Right? Like, okay, so I'm sorry, you just want to work away your afterlife?
Yuck.
No thanks. So another guest has reported seeing him walk through a wall, and my hypothesis is that he's probably on his way to Hogwarts.
I like that.
Yeah, it's the most logical explanation, obviously. He saw the books when a guest came in, and he was like, I like that, I'm going there, and then just did it.
So that's how it works.
Obviously, Katie. God, what are you new here?
All right, I gotta keep that in mind for the afterlife. Okay, continue.
we'll go together.
Okay.
Now, Sam isn't the only former employee that's been cited. There have also been reports of a headless bagpiper.
How is that a thing? But okay.
I absolutely love that you asked that because my notes say, how the fuck does that work? I mean, you kind of need a face to play the bagpipes, but all right, friend. There's also no explanation in anything as to why he was headless.
All right. Casual.
Yeah, super casual. You know, for some of these stories I've been covering that are, like, really famously haunted places, it's really hard to find information on the hauntings.
Yeah, that's wild. I run into that, too.
It's ridiculous, and I hate it, and why aren't you guys doing your jobs? I just don't understand internet. So, in addition to the bellman and the headless bagpiper, there's also a super judgmental bartender who enjoys telling guests that they've had too much to drink.
No.
Yeah, so, like, first off, you don't know my life,
mm-hmm.
And secondly, I thought only the rims were supposed to be salty.
Right? That was good.
I know. I was really proud when I came up with it because salted rims are awesome. So probably the most famous spirit is that of the bride, because there's always a bride.
There literally is always a bride.
Like every single hotel story, you guys, there's a fucking bride somewhere.
Yeah.
Stop getting married in hotels. It's clearly not working out.
Clearly, just don't do it. So, this story actually dates all the way back to the 1920s. Mm-hmm. According to legend, the bride met her fate while descending one of the hotel's marble staircases. While all stories told keep this part consistent, the circumstances vary slightly.
Okay.
So one version goes on to say that the staircase was lined with candles. And when the bride was startled by something, who the fuck knows what, she jumped back and caught her dress on fire.
Okay.
Yeah, in a panic, she lost her footing and fell down the stairs.
Hey, Rebecca, guess what?
What?
I got my heathen hippo candle in the mail today.
Really? So did I.
Yeah, so I got the fireside scent, and it is literally my favorite thing in the world right now.
I got my white tea and fig scent, and same.
Yeah, they're amazing. Not to mention, our cute little logo looks so good on the front of this candle.
I 100% agree, and I don't know. I want to send one to everyone.
Same. They're super affordable. They're natural because they're made out of soy.
And because they're made out of soy and they're natural, they burn evenly. There's no lingering smoky smell. And they even use my favorite wood wicks.
Yeah, so that nice little crackle. Oh my goodness.
Especially with fireside, I imagine that would be so nice.
Yeah, it's literally like I'm sitting next to a campfire in my cramped little studio. It's perfect.
I love it. So, guys, if you want one, there are 9 fragrances, 5 customizable font options, or you can get some of their really fun standard label options. They have some Joe Exotic ones that are calling my name. So, if you want to buy some of these adorable, affordable candles, go to Heathen Hippo on Etsy.
And you can use our little code, CTKPOD, and save 10%.
Yeah, so literally not seeing any reason you shouldn't do that.
So, head on over right now. Like, right now.
Right now, do it. Yeah, hate that. Mm-hmm. Another version kept it far more simple and said that she had simply got her foot caught on her gown and fell.
That would be me. That would be how I went out.
Samesies. But when I graduated high school, that was the thing I was most worried about. I refused to wear heels.
Same. I wore flats.
Because I was like, I'm going to get up on this stage and I'm going to fucking eat it in front of all of these people who are already so mean to me. Mm-hmm. Hard pass.
Yeah.
Anyways, so in both versions, the bride ends up at the foot of the stairs with a broken neck.
Yikes.
Yeah. Visitors have reported seeing the bride on and around the stairs, as well as dancing on her own in the Rob Roy dining room.
Oh, well, that's sad.
Yeah. But now all I have in my head is that song Dancing on My Own, and it's... So, upsides. Now, one fascinating and highly debated thing about this hotel would be the missing room.
The missing room?
Mm-hmm. I figured you were going to ask how a whole fucking room just disappears.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to explain it. Maybe.
Oh, God.
So, room number 873 is simply missing from the hotel. There's an 872 and an 874 and an empty space in the hall where a door should be.
Okay.
This space is even missing the baseboards and has the customary light overhead because all of the doors have one single recessed light above them. So this one has that light, it has the space for the door, it has the missing baseboards, but there's no fucking door.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, at first I wondered, okay, could the missing room be, like, a superstition thing? So, like, with triskaidekaphobia, which is the fear of the number 13. Mm-hmm. So, you know how, like, a lot of hotels, they won't have a floor 13, they won't have a room 13, just because of that fear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So at first I thought it was that, but quickly ruled it out because above and below floors have rooms ending in 73.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just this one room on this one floor. That's just, I don't fucking know.
So, wait a minute. So it's never been there? Like, what?
You will see in literally just a second. Okay. So while this story is denied by the hotel, typical, there is a theory. So as legend would have it, room 873 did exist at one point. But unfortunately, this room was once stayed in by a family. The husband went on to murder his wife and child.
Oh my goodness.
Nothing is said about what happened to the husband, but I'm assuming he went and offed himself, as all the little bitch boys do.
Wow.
Yeah. So, as they do, the hotel refurbished the room and began to once again book it out. But reports quickly began to flood in about blood-curdling screams that would wake guests of room 873 in the middle of the night.
Ooh, no.
It gets worse. That's seriously just my catchphrase, you guys. Somebody make artwork, make a t-shirt, something. I need it. So, when lights were turned on to investigate, they would discover bloody, smeared handprints across the walls or the mirror.
What the fuck?
There are three different versions of this. People say that the blood smears would be gone before the hotel staff had the opportunity to clean them, or that they were impossible to clean and would never go away, at least until the next person checked in and they weren't there until they were.
Ugh.
Or that after they were cleaned, they would quickly reappear.
Okay, yeah, all of those are no good.
Yeah, I hate all of them. No good option. Supposedly, to avoid these issues and the complaints that they caused, the room was sealed off and closed in, never to speak of it again.
Because that's how you deal with things.
I mean, what better option is there in this case?
I mean, you're right.
Definitely not wrong. Now, some reports suggest that room 873 was actually combined with room 875 to create a larger suite, which absolutely plausible, but way less fun as far as all of us serial thrillers are concerned.
Yeah.
I definitely like the murdered family story better, which I don't know what that says about my psyche, but let's not look into that.
Don't worry, I'm right there with you.
Now, keeping in line with the disappearing room narrative, there is another phantom room in the hotel.
A phantom room? Okay.
That is what they call it. So, during renovations, it was discovered that there was an accidental room built that had no windows and was closed in during construction.
How do you accidentally build? Okay, anyway.
That would be what we call winging it. So, maybe don't do that when you're building a fucking building.
Yeah.
God. So, it has since been converted into a staff room and has become notorious for a feeling of being haunted. Strange noises and shadows have been reported to the hotel on numerous occasions. My whole thing is, when I saw that there was a windowless room that was closed in, I was like, okay, so somebody was, like, you know those movies where somebody traps somebody in a brick wall?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I pictured in my head.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I didn't see anything about body parts found, but this hotel does like to keep their lips closed on shit like this. So, maybe.
Obviously.
So, other haunted rooms have been mentioned by staff members, While they won't name room numbers, they have described some of the hauntings. Guests have reported not only having their pillows yanked out from beneath their heads.
Oh no, that's just rude.
But even worse, some of them have reported being completely shoved off the bed altogether.
Oh no. See? No.
Yeah, my favorite thing regarding this is that in the article where I read that, which is Avenue Calgary's article, they said, whatever spirits haunt this room, it's safe to say that if they can't rest in peace, they want to make sure you won't either.
Right.
So that just made me giggle, and I needed to share it, but didn't want to take credit as it being my own, so... Shout out Avenue Calgary, I guess. Other reports are as follows. And this next one is my absolute fucking fave, though. A ghost cat is rumored to haunt this room and will reportedly cuddle you at night when you least expect it.
Aww.
Yeah, hello, front desk. I'd like to book a stay in this room, please.
That is cute.
I know, I want it. Now, the rest of these I found all on one website, so I just wanted to take a minute to say taximike.com. Thank you. Basically, people have been emailing their experiences into this website, so here are what some guests / former employees have said.
Okay.
One former employee said that a veteran housekeeper told them they would frequently see a bride wandering in and out of hotel rooms. They were also told by a waiter that chairs in the dining room would move on their own.
Ugh.
Yeah, don't like either of those. Like, can you imagine being asleep and just having a bride walk into your room?
No.
Yeah, hard pass. But this one's worse. And I hate everything about it. One guest reported a spirit playing with their feet while they were in bed.
Oh my God. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Fucking yikes. So this guest believes that they stayed in room 321. So unless you enjoy being the subject of a ghostly foot fetish... maybe it'd be best to avoid that one?
Yeah, that, no, hell no. I don't even like alive people touching my feet, so no.
I mean, I am down for a good foot massage, but beyond that, stay the hell away from my feet.
Mm-hmm, ew.
Another guest reported staying on a scarcely populated floor. Scarcely? Scarcely, right? Scarcely. Jesus Christ. I don't know, guys. It's been a long day. I changed my story last minute. It's been a ride. So, another guest reported staying on a scarcely populated floor, because that's how you properly English, folks. And witnessing the doorknob in her room turning... All nope. night.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. So her husband had also witnessed this the night before, but didn't say anything because I guess he wanted to get murdered in his sleep. I don't fucking know.
Oh, no. See, I would have punched him in the face when he told me that.
Right? I don't condone domestic violence, but are you trying to get us killed?
Right.
The wife in this relation or in this scenario said that it was though someone was trying to get in, but would discover the door was locked and move on, only to come back a short time later once she was starting to fall asleep again.
Relentless. Gross.
Yeah. Blech. One woman recalls becoming paralyzed in her bed and seeing a woman in a white dress surrounded by candles on the ground and touching the mirror.
No. No.
Yeah. So there are many more reported hauntings, particularly on that website I mentioned, which is taximike.com, in case you wanted to dive down that fun little rabbit hole. Mm-mm. It is It's a wild ride, you guys. There's also photos people shared. Some of them are interesting. It looks like a lot of orbs in photos are pretty common.
Ooh.
And I will leave you with this. One staffer shared in the comments on an article that during orientation, they are told to deny any paranormal activity. This seems to ring pretty true, as when I looked on TripAdvisor, any reviews that mention hauntings were responded to like all the others, but no mentions of the hauntings were to be found in this response. So they never were like, glad you enjoyed the haunting, guys, or whatever. Nothing was mentioned about it. So if mandated silence is truly the case, how many more hauntings could be hidden behind the walls of the Fairmont Banff Springs?
Ooh, gross.
I'm really glad that had the effect I was going for you.
Ew. I hate that.
Yeah, I didn't really like it that much either, but I would absolutely 100% stay in that cat room. You wouldn't even have to pay me. Just pay for the stay and I'm there.
Okay, but I am deathly allergic to cats. Do you think I would still be allergic to ghost cats?
I feel like that question has come up somewhere before. I don't know where, but I would love to know the answer. Do you want to find out?
Yeah, I mean, I can always pack Benadryl.
Benadryl, plus I always keep an EpiPen in my my glove box in my car. Words.
Okay. Well, that works. We'll be prepared.
Yeah. So my dumbass self forgot to type up the websites that I used, so I will be posting my sources in the show notes.
Sounds good.
Or editing in a blurb. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Either way.
Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed this itty bitty, and until next time.
Bye!
Bye!